Despite data showing women make more, Men's Soccer Union says U.S. outright to pursue equal pay. By AFP on August 1, 2019. Los Angeles, AFP, the union representing players on the U.S. men's football team Tuesday slammed false accounting used by U.S. soccer president Carlos Cordero in claiming the federation had paid women players more than men. Cordero made the claim on Monday in an open letter to federation members. With mediation looming in a federal lawsuit brought by players on the women's team that accuses the federation of institutionalized gender discrimination that includes inequitable compensation when compared to players on the men's national team. This is more of the same from a federation that is constantly in disputes and litigation and focuses on increasing revenue and profits without any idea how to use that money to grow the sport, the men's players' union statement said. The women's national team players deserve equal pay and our right to pursue a legal remedy from the courts or Congress. The issue is center stage as the United States triumphed in the Women's World Cup in France in July. Chance of equal pay raining down on the champions after they defeated the Netherlands in the final. Lawyers for the women players filed the lawsuit on March 8 demanding equal pay and conditions to their less successful male counterparts. U.S. lawmakers have proposed legislation that would block federal funding for the 2026 Men's World Cup, to be hosted jointly by the United States, Mexico, and Canada, until the federation pays its women's national team fair and equitable wages. Cordero said Monday that, in fact, women players were paid $34.1 million by the federation from 2010 to 2018 in salaries and bonuses, including National Women's Soccer League salaries for national team members, while members of the men's national team were paid $26.4 million over the same period. The figures did not include bonuses received by U.S. soccer from FIFA for World Cup performances because, Cordero said, the federation couldn't be held responsible for the disparity in those sums. When the bonuses are included, members of the men's team earned a combined $41 million between 2010 and 2018, while the women received $39.7 million. The women have won back-to-back World Cup titles while the men failed to qualify for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. Molly Levinson, a spokesperson for the women players, called the figures cited by Cordero utterly false and said inclusion of the NWSL salaries inflated their compensation. Any apples-to-apples comparison shows that the men earn far more than the women, she said. The men's players' union also said the figures were suspect. What U.S. sports team makes money if they don't count television, sponsorship and marketing revenue?